Adam raised an issue yesterday that Reb Chaim Volozhiner is making this into a world of Maisa. And if it's all about the action, so where's the Kavanah fit in? Where is, you know, we're not supposed to just do things by rote. Now, on the topic of rote, I just, you know, it's correct because, you know, there's a big problem with mitzvahs and nashim and mother with doing things by rote. Because when you do things without thinking about it, so you're not really even choosing, doing your bechira. You're not even choosing to do it. It just like happens by itself, you know? And Rav Solomon used to say a great part. He used to say from the Chovas Alvavis, the Chovas Alvavis says that really, if you really think about it, nothing that we do is really in our hands to complete. Because you could try to do something good and then Hashem will get in the way or the opposite, right? So he says, you know, you're gonna go to shul and you could be about to put on your tefillin, and then something falls and you break your arm. You won't be able to put on tefillin that day. Could be that your tefillin were puzzled all these years. There's certain things that are out of your control. So he says, really, whether or not you fulfilled the mitzvah, you don't really get schar for that. I mean, you get schar, but that's not the main schar of the mitzvah. Because, you know, that's totally in Hashem, really. The main schar of the mitzvah is that you've chosen to do it. The bechira that you chose with your bechira process to say, I want to do the mitzvah, and you went through the motions and the effort to do it, that's what you get the schar for primarily. The fact whether or not you actually will end up fulfilling the mitzvah, that's not up to, you know, that's not always in our control to do. So he said that the problem with mitzvahs anashim l'lumada, that you're just doing it by rote, ends up that all you're doing is the ma'isa mitzvah without the choosing to do it. You're not even thinking about, do I do it or not? I'm going to make an effort to do it. You wake up in the morning, you just go to shul, like, you know, it's like autopilot. So he's saying the problem with not thinking is you're really missing the main part of the mitzvah, which is the decision to be involved yourself in it. So that's all correct. And the Chaim Volozhiner actually here in the next piece says that it's pasha, obviously, that a ma'isa mitzvah with no machshava will not go as far as a ma'isa mitzvah with machshava. What he's coming to address was a phenomenon where people took the machshava and made that the principal focus. And now what happens is that people did only the machshava and were left with machshava and no ma'isa. Okay, that was really what he was addressing primarily. Okay, he even says here in the beginning of chapter Vav, in the Prakim here, in the intermediate chapters, Perek Vav, says Hagam Shevadai. It's obvious Shemachsheves Ha'adam Ki Ha'Oyle L'Malo Rosh. The machshava of the person is what catapults his ma'isa into the world of real schar. And if together with the Maisa Mitzvah he has Kavana, then he will be able to make bigger tikkunim. Omnam, however, loya machshava hiya ikar etzleinu. But you have to know it's not the main thing, is not the machshava. The main thing is the Maisa, and the machshava will spice it up. Okay? So, you know, when you have sushi, and then there's no sauces. It's just a bland. I mean, it doesn't do the trick. You know what I mean? You agree, right? So, and then all of a sudden it doesn't. And then the sauce, now it's a good dish. It's a schmuck. Okay, that's true. So you can't compare sushi with sauces and sushi with sushi without. I mean, it's just like two worlds. But does that mean that now you're gonna go start eating sauce? I mean, the sauce is not the main thing. You start pouring sauce on your plate, you know, licking it. I mean, that's not the main thing, right? So it's only about
the sauce is the machshava.
Right. It makes that the ma'isa. It makes that the ma'isa is more valuable. It brings the level of the koach of the ma'isa to another level. But to just focus on that, you're missing the point. Okay. So that's basically what he says. And he brings a Zohar here. He says, "Im loy ma'ase u'mechaven ba." If you have a ma'ase and you're mechaven, zakaihu. You are zakai. You get rewarded. Ba. And even if no kavanah, zakaihu sha'ase mitzvahs riboina. You're doing the commandment of Hashem. Aval einu nechshav. It's not the same as someone that does it with the same level. And he says here the Zohar. He says that's what it means. U'ma'ase yadenu. Right, umaase yadenu konana aleinu. What does it mean? My, you know that pasuk we say v'inam. So it says umaase yadenu konana aleinu. So he says konana means asking tikunim umalakaroi aleinu. Av b'sheinanu yodim losim aratzu umaase bovad. The way the Zohar learns the pasuk is maase yadenu, take our maasim and konana and make the tikunim aleinu even above us. Even though we don't even know how these ma'isim and what type of tikkunim they can make. I don't care. Hashem, take my ma'isa and you do it for me. So you can take that mahalach and say to Hashem, look, I'm doing the ma'isa. You told me in the Torah that this ma'isa does stuff in Shemayim. So do take it. Take my ma'isim and make the tikkunim that I'm supposed to make. As opposed to saying, I've got to figure out which tikkunim to do with my ma'isa. And then the whole time now again, we're addressing here like this whole issue.
But mitzvah need kavana, right? Yeah. Very important. Yes. Mitzvah need kavana.
Yeah.
Also tefillah, I would assume to a certain degree, but yes.
I don't think that kavana is the one he's addressing here. Yes, it needs kavana that you're doing the mitzvah Hashem and you're not just, passing time. You know, you're not just touring. You got to be having in mind that you're doing the mitzvah. He's addressing something else. He's addressing, I think, something that is not, like you said, it's not so much our challenge today, but it, to some degree it is. But he's addressing another level of kavana, which is trying to figure out what is the benefit of the mitzvah. That's not kavana already. You don't need that kavana. You don't need to figure out what will taking the lulav accomplish in Shemayim. I don't care, frankly. I know that it's a mitzvah. I know that Hashem wants me to, and therefore, I'm going to shake the lulav. That's it, right? All the other machshavot, well, Hashem will figure it out. So this, I mentioned this before. This was the whole machloket that the Hasidim would say l'shem yichud, right? So we actually discussed what is l'shem yichud kutcha bricha u'shchinte. What does that mean? But besides that, they speak out. In the L'shem Yichud, which is the more Kabbalistic tefillah, it speaks out all the tikkunim that you can accomplish with the mitzvah. And basically, the Reb Chaim Volozhin says, don't say that tefillah, because which tikkunim you're going to do, Hashem will do it for you. You don't need to tell Hashem what to do with your mitzvah, right? So he'll take care of it. That's essentially what he's saying. You don't have to,
Sometimes we say that the chana for a mitzvah is more important than the mitzvah itself.
That's the kavana to do the mitzvah, but all these extra things doesn't have to go into it. So, for example, when it comes to the shofar, so in the machzorim, in many of the machzorim, it has all the first tekiah is for Yaakov, Avram, and the Chesed. I know that the person who blows the shofar here. The Batokea, so he asked from Gershon Edelstein, the Rishiv Imponovich. So he asked him, he's the God of Aldor today. So he asked him Gershon, so he said, which kavanas should I have when we blow shofar? That we're knocking down the koch of the Yetzer Sitra Achra and all these things. So which kavanas should I have when we do the mitzvah? So he said, kavana to fulfill the mitzvah. That's the kavana. I'm doing the mitzvah Hashem. You're going to outsmart Hashem and you're going to tell him, no, I want you to put this in this chamber of the chesed and put this in the chamber of gevura and put this in the chamber. Hashem knows where he wants to put it. So that's that. Now, obviously, Reb Chaim Volozhin himself knew all that and he is agreeing that if you can and it doesn't conflict with the actual performance of the mitzvah, of course, everything that you do adds. you know, but that's not the main point. The main thing that accomplishes all this stuff is the Maisa itself. And that's all connected to the whole Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. Again, it's very hard to learn this part without knowing the whole Sefer. The whole idea of the Sefer is that we are connected with Shemayim. So everything we do was programmed in a way that it affects Shemayim automatically, because our Neshama is connected, and therefore everything we do is automatically has an effect over there. So therefore, you don't have to necessarily direct the action to a specific tikkun.
It decides the kavana to fulfill the mitzvah. The real, like, the kavanas of the Rosh Hashanah is what they do to the mitzvah. What's...
No,
the other way, now the other way around.
What was the Arizal's kavanas? No, the Arizal is that, obviously, if you know what it is accomplishing, so then you're empowering the mice even stronger, that the person doing it is having the intention, that he knows where to direct the mice, which koch to focus on. I'm going to focus on the chesed, I'm going to focus on the gvura, I'm going to focus on this, and focus on that. But for some people, you can't do both. It's either or sometimes. Are you going to actually pay attention to the mitzvah, or are you going to pay attention to all this stuff and get distracted? Right? So, if during the Seder, the whole time, you're thinking about this and that, so then maybe you're not going to say the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim properly, because you're going to be busy with, you know, the tikkunim of the morrow, whatever. So that's really that's what he's saying. Okay. Then, you know, in Perek Zion, he goes on. And again, this is a topic that we already discussed earlier in the Sefer. Like I said, these middle chapters are kind of just a Musar synopsis of the whole book, you know. So he says what's even worse is the concept of Avera Lishma. We discussed the concept of Avera Lishma. That a person not only, he says, obviously the mitzvahs do what they can and leave the machshava out. But a corollary of that is you obviously cannot go against Hashem and do an Avera with the intention that this is going to help me. You know, this Avera is Lashem Shemayim. You can't do that. Remember, we made the distinction that Yaakov Avinu was allowed to marry two sisters, even though you're not allowed to do that. He says, because that was before Matan Torah. There was no strict rules there. So there, as long as you meant Lashem Shemayim, that's fine. But once there's rules, the system is set up. Once you follow the rules, that's what you got to do. And you can't engage in the action of Aver Lishma. Okay, so therefore, he says, you know, that's another corollary of this, is that, you know, we can't do Aver Lishma either, okay? So that's really the concept. Tomorrow, I want to wrap up these middle chapters, Prok and Perek Ches. So that would mean that we finished Shar Aleph, Shar Beis, and Shar, and the Prokim, the middle chapters. Shar Gimel is a Kabbalistic Shar. Whenever I learned it with my Rebbeim, they always skipped it. Everyone skips it because it's very, so I don't feel comfortable teaching it. So we're going to move on. What I would like to do is between Purim and Pesach, do something Pesach related. So I had one of two choices. I was thinking of doing the Shir HaShirim with the commentary of the Vilna Gaon. The Goyen has a beautiful pirush on Shir HaShirim. So it fits in with the whole, you know, kind of Lajon Rav Vilna Gaon, the base medrash of the Gaon. So maybe we'll do that. You know, obviously Shir HaShirim, the first chapter, two chapters, I'll talk about Yitzhak and Zayim. We lay in Shir HaShirim on Pesach. So I think it's a nice chance to do that. And then after Pesach, when it's already the preparation for Shavuos, we'll do Shar Dalet, which is the Shar Dalet is the famous, you know, Shar about Torah, about Limud HaTorah. So I think that's what we'll do. All right? Very good.
Shkach. Thanks, Rabbi. Good night.
Okay, good night. We'll see you all tomorrow.